I don't know. It's Friday, though.
Jekka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Ja, Danny, dit lyk so. Pretoria, 'n maksimum van 20 grade vandag. Polokwane op na 17 en Mahikeng 25. En Owerhede is by die OR Tambo Internasionale Lughawe waar hulle wag vir 'n voortvlugtige om vanoggend te land.
This also goes to show the level of determination and relentless determination of our investigators to say the long arm of the law will catch you wherever you are. We've got eyes and ears everywhere as Interpol South Africa.
Nasionale polisiewoordvoerder Atlena Mate het aan SABC TV gesê hulle wag vir Michael Lomas wat gister deur Brittanje uitgelewer is. Hy is die voormalige raadsvoorsitter van Tubular Construction en is in 2021 in Londen in hegtenis geneem. Die valke sê Lomas het na bewering tussen 2008 en 2018 kontrakte manipuleer tydens die konstruksie van die Kusile kragstasie. Die omvang van die bedrog en korrupsie beloop sowat 1,5 miljard rand. Vier ander verdagtes is reeds vas getrek. Meer by jackaranda.fm.com. Klik op news. Dis 'n groot dag vir studente wat aansoek wil doen vir finansiële hulp. Die Nasionale Studente Finansiële Hulp Skema of NASFAS se aanlyn aansoekstelsel vir die 2025 akademiese jaar open vanoggend. Die Departement van Hoër Onderwys se minister, Dr. Nebogling Kabane, het die week aan die media gesê dat verskeie veranderings en opgraderings aangebring is om die aansoekproses te verbeter. Minister Nkabane sal die media vanmiddag toespreek oor die opening van die aanlyn aansoeke en NASFAS administrateur Freeman Mvalu sal ook die stelsel oorsien. Meer hieroor op ons nuusblok. Na Brittanje, waar die regering se skuld vir die eerste keer nou net so groot is soos die land se jaarlikse uitsetting. Regeringsskuld in Brittanje word voorlopig beraam op 100% van ekonomiese groei. Die Bank van Engeland het gister juis besluit om nie hulle rentekoerse te sny nie, ten spyte van 'n rentekoersverlagingssiklus wat nou reg oor die wêreld ingebring word. En terug by die huis is nooddienste opgereed as grondslag in Johannesburg en Tshwane vir die koue naweek wat voorlê. Verspreide donderbuie word vir vandag voorspel reg oor Gauteng, terwyl die kook ver gaan val. Weerdiensvoorspeller Tshele Chilwane sê dit gaan baie koud wees oor die syde van die provinsie môre.
If we do get snow in Gauteng, it's going to be probably on Saturday at the Vaal area. I think going up to Johannesburg, so the central and southern parts of Gauteng, there is a very slight chance of snowfall, but it's not unlikely for it to happen, okay, since we are expecting a significant drop of temperatures.
Nooddienste doen 'n beroep op inwoners om nie paraffinstowe en ander verhittingstoestelle onbewaak te laat nie. Die kook gaan môre in Johannesburg styg tot 'n beraamde net 8 grade. Meer hieroor op ons nuusblok. Axe Gerard de Souza, the top story at this hour. Fugitive contractor extradited from Britain for corruption at Eskom.
No, I'm sorry. The top story this hour is that there's possible snow in summer. It was summer yesterday, Gerda. I was in the swimming. Now it's snowing.
It was it was a heat wave earlier this month. It was spring. And just to give you an idea, Danny, tomorrow is expected to be the coldest day so far this year, including winter.
I don't claim this energy. Thank you very much. What I don't know won't hurt me. No, thank you. Boa, dankie, Gerda. My name is Danny Payne. I'm in for Elan Africa Bread and Cup. And we can be miserable together while we listen to 30 minutes of more music you love.
And now, 30 minutes of more music you love. Non-stop.
Get ready.
On Jacaranda FM.
New truck, big lift, old roads. We been tearing up since way back when. But these wheels are innocent. New hitch, new seats, no hit story. And you just can't fake that, so let's change that. Girl, let's go put some miles on it. Back of the Chevy with the engine running. Just you and me in a truck bed wide like a California king. We could